federal judges have officially set a deadline for California to drastically reduce its prison population. The state has 2 years to enact its prison realignment program, but as Denise Guerra reports, prison reform advocates say there's no time to waste.
Signed into law by Governor Brown in 2011, the state's realignment program was designed to move low-level offenders from prisons to the supervision of local counties. At the Ronald Reagan Building in downtown LA, members of California's United for a Responsible Budget called on Assembly Speaker John Perez to act on reducing prison populations immediately, despite a 2-year extension given by the federal courts. Emily Harris is the group's outreach coordinator.
I think part of what we've seen, right, is the Southern California counties are the ones that are most responsible for locking up the most amount of California prisoners, especially Los Angeles is one of the worst counties. And so I think that we're especially wanting to make sure that people understand that folks in Southern California care and don't want California to be locking so many people up.
Prison realignment came as a result of the 2009 Supreme Court ruling that the level of overcrowding in California state prison was unconstitutional. Elliot Curry is a professor of criminology at UC Irvine.
Prisons that were just stacked with prisoners being, you know, piled on top of each other like cordwood, and very little happening in the prisons to ensure that they could reintegrate safely back into the communities. That this is a system that also was absurdly costly.
The recent release of the governor's budget reports an overall decline in state prison spending as a result of realignment. And though state prison populations have decreased, the program has overburdened the county's jails and resources.
And they're getting out, and they're committing crimes as soon as they get out. You know, we hope that they're rehabilitated, but bottom line is, they're not.
That's Sergeant Robert Watt of the Torrance County Police Department, located at the southern tip of LA County. Supporters for realignment are looking for more state investment in rehabilitation programs as a solution to keep freed inmates from returning. Again, here's prison reform advocate Emily Harris.
We need to continue to be sort of in the legislators' faces saying, you know, stop locking so many people up, it's past time. So it's like they're talking about no early releases, and we're like, these are really long overdue releases. We lock up people for far too long.
Governor Brown has promised federal judges that the 2-year extension will be enough to reduce overcrowding in state prisons. And he has no choice. The deadline of February 28, 2016 is non-negotiable. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.